This space image beautifully illustrates one of the best modern carbonate platforms in the world, the Bahamas. Over the years, experts in the oil industry have set up offices in Florida and gone over to the Bahamas just east of Florida to study the modern carbonates that are forming. There are hundreds of islands that constitute the country of the Bahamas, but only about 26 are inhabited. Most of the Bahama Banks is underwater. The light blue areas are in shallow water, approximately 4 to 5 meters deep. The deep blue areas are deep basins, approximately 800 to 4,000 meters in depth. There are many carbonate sedimentary deposits that are being created today. If we can understand what is going on now, perhaps we can understand what went on in the Permian period and learn what kind of rocks might yield oil. Ironically, much of what we know about Florida and the Bahamas came to us from West Texas, driven by making hydrocarbon exploration more efficient. Ironically, in Florida, there are very few hydrocarbon deposits, and there are certainly none that are being produced in the Bahamas today. You might think that Florida and the Bahamas are not good examples or analogs, but actually they are very good analogs. The reason why Florida and the Bahamas do not generate hydrocarbons today is because there are many cavities and fractures that reach the surface, and had any hydrocarbons formed, they would have already seeped out. In contrast, the Permian Basin of West Texas was able to trap the hydrocarbons in caverns, caves, and reservoir rocks that were highly productive because of the burial of the eastern portion of the Permian Basin.